Well, Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's move to dissolve parliament and call elections in mid-January left parties with just 12 days in which to make their case to voters. That is the shortest campaign period in its post-war history. Exit polls predicting a strong showing for Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. Let's have a look at the state of play. Kokkin is here with all the numbers.
Well, based on the latest numbers from NHK, Sanae Takaichi's ruling Liberal Democratic Party could secure a lower house majority on its own. Exit polls showing the LDP with 224 seats, along with its coalition partner Japan Innovation Party with 23 seats, they could secure two-thirds majority. That's 310 seats, well past the magic number of 233 for a simple majority. But even if Ms. Takaichi's coalition gets around 310, is still fewer than what former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe secured during the 2017 and 2014 elections. Taking a look at the newly formed main opposition centrist reform alliance made up of the Constitutional Democratic Party and Komeito, currently standing at 33 seats, it is projected to lose half of its spots in the lower house. CRA Secretary General Jun Azumi lost in his constituency in Miyagi to a former TV personality endorsed by the LDP.
And for more, CNA's senior correspondent Michio Ishida joins us live from Tokyo. Michio, our polls closed an hour ago. If those exit polls are correct, what is the scale of this victory for Ms. Sanae Takaichi?
Well, counting of votes is taking place right behind me. I'm at facility in Minato Ward in Tokyo. Now, at this point, the LDP's win is predicted at a range of 274 to 398 seats. This is according to public broadcaster NHK. Ms. Takaichi's LDP needs 233 for a simple majority to pass bills and the budget. And with 261 seats, the LDP can take over all committee chairs in the lower house of parliament. And with 310, that means the LDP will have two-thirds majority in the lower house. And bills disapproved in the upper house can be pushed through. Now, in the upper house, the LDP does not hold a majority. Also, with two-thirds majority, the LDP can pave a way for a referendum revision of the Constitution. The Japanese Constitution has not been revised since the post-war era.
Well, Michio, with a win, assuming it is as large as that, would come very large expectations as well. Voters vote for Ms. Takaichi. They then expect giving her this kind of legislative way to deliver on their hopes. What expectations might they have?
Well, okay, some points reported by Japanese media are Ms. Takaichi can be trusted. There's expectations toward her leadership and expectation towards her economic policy and towards her policy in general. Now, it's been little more than 3 months since she took office, and her approval rating is still high, lingering around 60%. And that's been reflected in this election so far. But voter turnout has so far not been so positive. As of 6 p.m. local time, it's 26%, or 3 points lower than in the 2024 general election. And voter turnout back then was 54% overall. Now, usually a lower voter turnout is positive for the LDP, as LDP has very loyal supporters, and they must have gone out to vote despite the heavy snow, the torrential situation in many parts of Japan today. But we will wait and see the exact count as the counting continues.
And we will wait for that. CNA senior correspondent Michio Ishida live from Tokyo.